podcast that thinks if you host somebody, I don't want to be petty. I don't want to be petty in the beginning of this. The only the only podcast that says if you're going to raid somebody, don't be a cunt about it. I am your host, the podcast, Eddie, and with me as always is my sexual. Yeah, that's how it's going. Oh. My sexually promiscuous co-host, Eric.
It's the pen. It's the panda man, Eric.
Oh God, I cannot stand people over the internet, and I think the people I can't stand the most are other streamers on some real shit. I cannot.
The toxic streamers, you should say.
Yes, toxic streamers. Because that's not the only thing that happened, what I was telling you about. Like, I have just seen all over these groups just the constant, like, oh, come watch my channel. And then I watch your channel, and you don't interact with chat. You don't say nothing at all. You have nothing to offer somebody. It's just boring, bland content. So why would I want to stay? And it's the people that have, like, it always cracks me up because it's the people that have, like, 500 followers and, like, 1,000 like, views, looks, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
Yet have an average viewer count of 1.
Well, it's because you don't interact with your chat. Like, you got to interact with the chat.
Yeah, because I had to interact with my chat during a boss fight when I was playing Journey to a Savage Planet. You know how much of a bitch that was?
It looked like it was a pain in the ass.
But I still did it. I still fucking did it. You know why?
Were struggling.
I wasn't struggling. I was driving the fucking struggle bus.
You were the owner of it.
Oh yeah. I drove that right into hell. Bring it the fuck on, man. I know how to multitask. I guess it just like hits me in a sore spot whenever somebody tries to tell me what to do with my stream.
Yeah.
Like that really hits me in a spot where I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. Have you stayed up till 3 o'clock trying to figure out everything with my stream like I have? Have you I don't want to say wasted because that makes it, you know, makes it sound like I don't appreciate all that I've bought for this.
Right.
Have you put, you know, over $3,000 into a computer and into a microphone just so you can have a decent setup? No? Okay. Then how I set my stream up is how I set my stream up. If you don't like it, fuck off. Go somewhere else. Andrew's in the chat.
And there he is.
And he's
first
back.
First off,
yes,
he's back.
Yes. But yeah.
What ad? Oh.
Yeah. Well,
it's the thing.
Unfortunately, now that, you know, I'm affiliate, that's
going to be a thing.
Yeah. Yep. Unfortunately, I would like to change it, but you know, your boys got to make some cash on this. I really don't have to make some cash. I really don't, but I tried everything and there's still going to be an ad. I even turned like the ad thing off and it said, well, we're still going to have an ad though.
Yeah, because Twitch got to make their money now, man.
Yeah. Oh, God. I am not ready. If I start, like, building a decent-sized income off this,
mm-hmm.
because then when tax time comes around, I have to explain to my mother-in-law, who did some of my taxes.
Oh.
I have to explain to her exactly what, or no, not my mother-in-law, the firm she works for.
Okay.
Yeah, the firm she works for. I have to mm-hmm. explain why I have a tax form from Twitch.com. And I don't know how I'm going to explain that. Oh, well, I do a podcast and I play video games online.
Just call yourself a content creator. That's what you are.
Yeah.
You're not an influencer. You're a content creator.
Big old difference there. I think calling yourself I was making extra money showing my butthole. I would. Yeah. I would definitely, like, if I was not married, I would definitely show some money. I would definitely show my butthole for some money.
Oh, so you're a entertainer. Oh. Wink, wink.
I'm an entertainer that'll really fucking entertain. I'll go that extra mile just to entertain that ass.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and I've noticed since this whole coronavirus started, a lot more OnlyFans accounts are created.
A lot more OnlyFans. A lot more people are streaming on Twitch, et cetera, et cetera.
Which, unfortunately, with a lot more people streaming on Twitch, now we have a lot more cancer coming onto this website and a lot more people getting a channel that, in my opinion, need to stay the hell off. But in the same breath, I was thinking this the other day while I was taking a shower. I thought, okay, so we see this rise of content creators, people that make YouTube videos or that are streaming on Twitch, Mixer, DLive, all whatever platform you can find, obviously.
Facebook?
Oh, I love people that stream on Facebook. I know somebody that streams on Facebook.
I don't understand it, man.
I know somebody that streams on Facebook, but that's for a totally different reason. Who's...
Oh.
Oh, why is... Well, I don't know why that did that twice, but okay. Apparently Discord just wants to like share my shit the second time. But what I was what I was thinking is when this is all over and we're allowed to roam freely outside again, how many of these people are going to stay?
Oh, not a lot at all.
No.
A lot of people are going to have to go back to their normal lives and shit.
Yeah. How many people that started this off are going to stay and keep doing streaming as a pastime? Because,
I know, I'm going to try to.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. I had somebody, you know, on one of them streamer groups say, oh, well, you know, how are you staying on schedule? And I said, well, I'm staying on schedule because I still work. I have just finally found a way where I can stream and do all my shit and work. So even when this is done, I'm still good. But a lot of these other people that when it comes down to it, when this is all said and done and we can all go outside freely without worrying about the cops pulling us over or, you know, having to worry about people coughing.
We're not in
general
quarantine.
Yeah. Having people cough in our general fucking direction. How many of them are going to stay dedicated to this and try and find time, or how many realized, oh, well, I really didn't do this for, yeah, I really didn't do this to want to do it. I did it just to pass time.
I think it depends on like if they start making money off it, like, you know, a good amount of money off it.
I feel Drew's comment there. I still walk freely. They want to stop me. They're going to eat this dick. Yeah, that I'm 100% with you on that one. That's how I feel. I still go out and do shit because.
Well, shit, I'm proud of myself. I went out of my house for the first time today to go get cigarettes.
when this first started and, you know, everybody's like, oh, we need to be in self-quarantine. I was like, I only step outside to go to the store and work. So self-quarantine.
Yeah. I don't go outside for anything else. If I go to the store or go to work, like, and I had like, you know, 3 weeks off. I'm like, I'm taking this time to myself. I'm relaxing.
Which I feel like a lot of people should have taken this time to sort of figure out what they would do if there was ever a situation where you needed to stay in your house the entire time without ever leaving.
Yeah. That's the other thing. It's like all my stuff's here. I have very little connections out in, you know, the quote unquote real world. And I don't have a point to go outside, I guess. You know, like I don't go out running every single fucking morning. I'm not a health nut. Lord knows I'm not a health nut.
Lord knows.
So it's like, you know, all my stuff's at home. Why do I need to go anywhere else? I don't. So I'm just going to sit at home and, you know, get stuff done that needs to get done that I haven't been putting off because I've been working so much.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's true. But I was trying to tell you I'm 50-50% on the health nut. Dude, you are the definition of a health nut sometimes. Okay, so what did you want to say about the World of Warcraft? While I was in my stream, we were trying to figure out a way to get all of us to play World of Warcraft together, and you said you had an issue with the downloader, but it wouldn't work.
All right, so I was stupidly on Internet Explorer because I have not set... Oh, wow, voice crack there.
Give me a break.
because I have not set Chrome as my default browser yet for some stupid reason. I'm just lazy as fuck. Don't ask. So I'm on Internet Explorer trying to download this fucking Blizzard.net, Blizzard Battle.net launcher. And it keeps getting stuck at 70%, 69%. Nice. 74%. And it's kept getting stuck. I was like, what the fuck is going on? So yeah. I Google it and I'm like, all right, why is this not downloading? One of the results was, if you grab your balls and make it crack. One of the results was, try disabling your firewall. Try doing this. Try doing that. Try using a different browser. I'm like, all right, let me try Chrome. So I get Chrome up, go to it, and it downloads in 5 seconds. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? It was the fucking browser that was an issue.
Yeah, it's stupid shit like that when it comes to downloading stuff. And I'm like, no wonder people put their fist through the tug on my balls and it's a string and lawnmower. Oh, I always love when Drew's in chat.
Because he's lovely.
He is. He is a great person, and I want to get him on a show one time, but it's a pain in the ass, especially with all of this.
Oh, yeah.
It's such a pain in the ass to get everybody on a show. Hello, Relly. Thank you for joining. Actually, would you mind getting Relly in here? See if she wants to hop on?
Now?
Yeah, see if she wants to hop on.
Sure.
Hey, Relly, if you hop on, if you want to hop on and join the show, let me know. I was gonna say something. Oh, so why are you refusing to watch The Tiger King?
It's just one of those shows that gets really overhyped, and I'm like, all right, cool. I know the premise of it from scrolling through my Facebook for 5 minutes
and seeing all of the memes.
Yeah, I get the premise of it. It's like, okay, this bitch killed her husband, fed him to the tigers. This dude's fucking nuts and crazy ass. Cool, I get it. It's just like, it's one of those shows, like, everyone freaks out. It's like, oh my god, it's so good, you gotta watch it. And I'm like, no, I'm good.
Yeah, I was talking to... Well, here, let's bring you in. Well, I'm down
Ooh,
for...
Ooh, making steaks. Ooh.
All right, let's bring her in the call.
All right.
Well, I was talking to... Who was I? I was talking to Wyatt, and he's like, I was watching that, and that is a level of redneck I aspire to be.
Oh, my God. I'm not surprised.
And I thought...
In all honesty.
Yeah, and I'm like, wow, you're not really wrong. You're kind of redneck as it is.
Kind of personifies
see.
That.
Let's see if I. I'm still trying to figure out how to work. Still trying to figure out how to work Discord. Who needs spank? We don't need spankings around here, I promise you. God damn, my chat's just full of weird people. And I just got out of the... ended the call with Eric. Okay. Awesome. So now it's just me. Hello, everybody. I didn't mean to just, totally... Oh, I did not just mean to totally fucking yeet everybody. Sorry about that, buddy.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Hold
okay,
on.
You go to the top and add friends to DM.
Yeah, I'm getting there.
There you go.
I'm getting there. Okay, there we go.
There we go.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, Relly. Welcome. You are on the podcast. Jesus
Christ. Oh.
Yes, it has been hell. I have been working with all of these technical issues today. It has been one after another.
Oh, yeah.
Especially trying to get
RE2.
Yeah. Yeah. And trying to get Resident Evil 2 to work also.
Yeah, that's my life. Technology just hates me on a daily basis. So
girl, you were wine drunk last night editing a video. I don't want to hear nothing about technology issues.
I just need to get drunk and edit YouTube videos more often.
Dude, if that's the case, I will like send you a monthly budget for wine and to edit videos for me. Because honestly, I hate doing that sober. I hate doing it stoned. I hate doing it drunk. I hate editing in general.
Oh, and well, seriously, I did national competitions for this. I love it.
We'll pay you with wine.
Right? Like, if that's what I got to do, man, I'll set aside, like, I'm not gonna
What kind of wine do you drink?
You can't handle.
Hey, okay, all right, okay. I won't commit. to about, you know, $100 a month. You know, maybe I'll slide you a 10 here or there. That might work.
Hey, no, I don't drink expensive wine. Okay. I'm not fancy.
Oh, you drink that cheap shit?
Belladonna is usually what I drink. It's like sparkly white wine, but it's very strong.
Yeah, you're talking to somebody who hates wine. I have no idea what that is.
Oh.
Think of it as almost like a champagne, but kind of like white trashish. That's the best way to describe it.
Is it a box wine?
No. It comes in a glass bottle, so it is.
Okay, it's classy. It's classy.
Okay, so we're not Boone's Farm. We're not Boone's Farm trashy. Okay.
That's what semi-classy,
I should say. What I was worried about. I thought we were like Boone's Farm trashy. I was like, oh, shit. That's how nasty.
No, I'm not
we're
that
getting.
Bad. I mean, I'm half white, but I ain't that bad.
Okay, all right. I don't think we needed to bring the race into this, ma'am. I don't think that needed to happen. I don't know.
I'm joking.
When it comes to drinking, I'm a liquor person. That's just.
I'm not allowed to drink liquor without a babysitter.
You're one of those people.
My problem is I'm a lightweight, but I don't stop, so I keep drinking until I'm completely
gone. Oh,
God.
Blackout. So somebody has to be there to be like, okay, you're done.
It's like, all right, we need to just take this away from you. Dial it back.
Someone's gonna cut you off.
The last time that happened, I drank an entire bottle of watermelon vodka, an entire bottle of like Jolly Rancher vodka, and then almost half a bottle of Tito's, and then I blacked out.
Oh, my girl.
And then they recorded a video of me on the floor crying.
My
God.
And then I woke up with bruises because apparently I fell into my sister-in-law's bathtub.
Oh my God.
Like my whole leg was covered in bruises and I had to buy her a new shower curtain.
Oh my God.
Jesus H. Holy shit. That's skill. Like if you wind up that fucked up the morning after, that's skill.
And then I drove the morning after to go get my All Subs burrito and a cherry Dr. Pepper because that's my hangover cure.
Okay. I have this. You have no drunk video of me, and you should be happy about that because when I drink, I get real shit talky. And I
I saw your stream the other night with the golf.
The 5-hour stream.
Yeah.
Oh, that was fun.
I tuned in and out of that one.
Yeah.
That was a good stream though.
I didn't expect anybody to like stay that to stay for the entire 4 hours. So the people that did stay for that long, I was like, hey, that's cool. But I feel like one of them was Eric's old lady and then Andrew's old lady too.
Yeah, they were both in the chats.
Yeah, so.
To respond to the chat, no, I'm not a furry.
They're
interesting people, but.
Well, speaking of that, did both you guys catch that interview we did the other day?
Yes, I did.
I was late. And then I asked repetitive questions, so I apologize.
Oh no, you're completely fine. I was expecting a lot more. Oh, that's right. Dead Man does have a video of me drunk.
Oh, ooh, boy.
Dead Man, could you send that to me?
Please don't.
Blackmail.
Don't use black. Oh, if you think that's the worst blackmail that's out there.
No, I went to school with you. I got worse.
Oh, shit. I forget people have blackmail on me. I really forget this because when you have no shame, it doesn't hit your head. And then they're like, oh, I have this video of you doing this. I have a picture of you doing this. And I'm like, I got to stop drinking.
I used to have blackmail of you, but it was on my old phone. It's now deleted.
No. I went to school with him when he was in New Mexico.
Oh,
that was a 15-year-old cringy me.
And that was, I think. When did you graduate? What year was it?
I graduated in 14.
14. So you're 3 years older than me. So I was a freshman.
I think so. I was a junior. I was a junior.
So did I wear a lot of eyeliner and a lot of black?
Yes.
Yeah, okay,
you,
so that was
you
that
had
face.
The definition of a scene kid.
Oh, that was that face.
Oh, that face. Oh, boy.
That face of the rally. I wear brighter colors now, but I'm much darker inside.
That's
how it usually happens.
Yeah, you can't present the darkness. You got to hide it. Because then when you snap, it's
I embrace it now.
I think we all have. Like, if we had that weird phase in high school, we just kind of like, yeah, I'm fucked up now. I ain't gonna deny that shit.
No, I look back and I'm like, I thought I had problems, and now as like a 20-year-old adult with two kids, I'm like, oh good lord, and a mortgage.
Oh Jesus, they're prominent now.
It's worse.
It does.
I love my tiny humans. I love my tiny humans.
I love them. I love them. I never want to kick them. I never want to sell them for a pack of smokes. Never, ever.
I mean, I'd probably get good money for them in Mexico, but.
I've actually looked my son in the face and I said, I will sell you for a pack of smokes and a donkey. And I will have you gone by tomorrow.
Except mine was a glass of wine.
Well, aren't your kids. I think your kids are younger than mine are, than mine is.
I have two under two. I have a 5-month-old and an almost 2-year-old.
Oh, God. Yeah, mine's 4. So he kind of understands what I'm saying.
Yeah,
I have no kids.
Mine understands, I swear.
Mexico doesn't want any more white folk.
Hey, he's half. He's half. My husband's dark. My husband's name is Azriel, so there's that for you.
Oh, God. Oh, that's really, that really shows it, doesn't it?
He goes by Ozzy.
Ah, okay.
All right.
All right, so I actually do have something pulled up, and I don't know if you have it on the stream or not.
Seeing things.
Okay. Just go into show topics in the Cannibal Wine. Yeah, in the Discord.
Okay, I'm clicking things.
Yes, please click things so you know where we're at. Okay. Go to show topics.
I can't reach it. Okay, there we go. I didn't have my glasses on. I'm blinder than a damn bat.
Okay, so apparently Humble Bundle is doing a sale on video games.
Oh God, what is that? I forgot about that from the first.
you forgot about the
The creepy furry.
Yeah,
I went to full screen and that was like staring me right in the face.
You forgot the you forgot the corpses of stuffed animals all sewn together.
Oh,
that got
God.
Fornicated
like a nightmare
with.
I've had before.
Yeah,
I think everybody has had that nightmare of whatever the fuck that thing is.
It's like I was saying, it's like a stuff of nightmares.
It haunts our dreams.
Yeah. And
oh no.
I really wish I could find the Twitter thread that where I found that through, because they went into like a gigantic ass story about what that guy did. I guess he was just fucking creepy, smelled like shit. Oh,
excuse me for 1 second. My child's alone in the living room laughing. I will be right back.
Okay. All right. Yes. Please go take care of the child. Because if you handle children, you know that.
Typical Adrian. I mean.
Well, they do it on purpose. They do it on purpose. We do it on accident. There's a difference. Oh, this is one I wanted to pull up. Apparently 5G is causing the coronavirus.
No.
Yep. Why not? Why not, Eric?
First off, fuck off. Second off, that might be the theory now, but the theory that I heard was that the coronavirus is a decoy to get us to get the vaccine for it. Once it gets, it's gonna have microchips. Okay, it'll have like little microchips in it that are gonna be controlled by the 5G towers. Meaning that with the 5G towers, the government can see where we're at all times, nor vital signs to be honest, like know if we're lying about something, and can
hello
honestly kill switch us using it.
Yeah, that's
the tinfoil hat theory that I heard.
That's full retard right there.
Yeah.
Did I come into conspiracy theories?
Yes, you came into the 5G causing the coronavirus.
Oh, good lord.
Yep.
Yeah.
That was a topic on the stream, too.
That was. I mean, I believe some far-fetched things, you know. I consider myself a little bit of a conspiracy theorist, but goddamn.
Yeah, I feel that one's just a little out there. I feel like that's way too out there to even be close to. I mean, like, all right. Oh, fuck it. Let's do a conspiracy theory stream. Fuck it.
Oh, boy.
Yeah,
I did that Monday.
Oh, what? Why do you do this shit when I can't watch, man?
I'm sorry. It was during the day.
I sleep during the day. That is my sleep time. That is my... Wait. Monday. I feel like I did something
sleep
Monday.
Sleep is for the week.
No. You bite my asshole, dead man. I will do what I want. This is my show. I run this.
I've had an hour of sleep so far.
I'm above the law.
I've had two.
Woo.
I've had eight. Look at me being an overachiever over here, getting a decent amount of sleep for a normal adult. Ooh. Oh, wait, no, I only had four today. Whoops.
So you lied to us.
You liar.
I'm supposed to be a truther? Come on now. I'm not a liar. That's a very harsh way to put that. I'm a storyteller.
Okay.
You are a weaver of the tales.
Exactly, which explains why I had to do 45 seconds of ASMR today.
It was beautiful.
I still want my 2 minutes, damn it.
I will put this out here. I probably won't do it during the podcast because that's more of like a, this is more of like a, I have this planned sort of thing. Fuck off.
Plan.
Okay, fuck off. I haven't planned enough, all right, smartass. But during my like actual gaming streams, that's when I will do the ASMR, the compliment, the anything else with the point system. But when it comes to the podcast, I really probably won't do that. But I will like make a mental note of it to have it on the stream because I do daily ones. So not like I'm ever gonna miss some. I'm never gonna miss one.
Just letting you know, I got 2.5k points saved up right now, waiting for it.
I'm still learning how to do all this points and crap. Like, I was like, I learned how to cheer, and then you're like, we're not gonna do that. That's not gonna count. And I got so sad.
It's like, fuck! I just learned something. What the hell?
And then you shot me down.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to shoot you down.
No, it's okay.
I'm trying to understand it myself because you know I knew how to do it through you know other people's channels like. Running bits through their channels or running points. I kind of got the gist of how to do it. And it's like, oh, you've hit affiliate. Now you can do it. And I sat here, looked at it. I said, I need to be sober to do this.
Yeah, you were drunk as fuck when that happened.
You want to know what I did too when I was drunk as fuck? I don't think I told you.
There's a lot of things you do when you're drunk as fuck.
Well, I know what you did. I think I heard about it.
Something I shouldn't have done when I was drunk.
Ooh. Well, do tell.
Well, it's not like scandalous. I didn't like no. send my
scandalous.
Yeah, it's not like I
fingered his butthole.
that might have been on a different one. But
oh my god.
I did my taxes while I was drunk. Did all my tax information while I was drunk.
That's the best way to do taxes.
I did. Yeah, but I'm sitting here like
take
having
a shot for every deduction you get.
Oh, God, no.
Oh, shit.
Oh, dear.
Oh, shit.
I actually did not.
Sorry, I can turn anything into a drinking game.
That's how you got to do it, though. Well, I was going to go somewhere, but I can't exactly do that live because that's more of a like a private DM sort of thing. So, anyway, how about that weather?
I will be waiting for a message.
Yeah, how about that weather?
Oh, dude,
it's terrible out here. I am so sick of this.
I can't even enjoy it. I can't go outside.
It's like raining off and on here.
Yeah, I hear in like the next couple days we're supposed to get nice weather, but who fucking knows? It's Michigan.
I am going to be setting up an OnlyFans. Don't worry.
We're just going to be
New Mexico. It's nothing but heat.
Ugh.
I miss nothing.
And it's not even like dry. It's not like it's dry heat. Like it's
that's
nasty.
Better. That's better.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes. Yes. It is better. Dry heat is better. Come to Michigan during summer, and when we have what, like 50% humidity.
Hey, I've been to Kentucky, Louisville, and Washington, D.C. in the middle of summer. So I can handle the humidity. I thrive. I'd rather have that. The only thing is my hair gets really poofy, so I need a lot of hair products.
Well, yeah. See, I never had to worry about like my hair getting poofy because I always had my head shaved. And now
hey, hair is poofy right now.
Yeah, now that I have like actual hair to... I actually have hair to... poofify. I'm like, God, please during the summer be gentle to my butthole, because I don't have the money to keep buying hair products. I can promise you that. Oh fuck,
you know, just use that like extra lube you have, you know, for your butthole and your hair. That'll keep it down.
I was actually thinking that. I'm like, God damn, I need to go buy some more. Yeah,
hair products or lube?
Yeah, 50-50.
Hey, they're both important things.
They are both important things that I need, but unfortunately, I think
our chat's a war zone.
My chat's always a war zone. Like, I don't.
I keep zoning out, and then I look back in, and like I just see something about pandas nudes, and earlier there was something about sexual tension, and.
I would love to explain my chat. I would love to.
It's kind of hard to, though.
Yeah, I would love to be like, oh, my chat is these type of people. But then I say something like that, and I look over, and I'm like.
It's what we do, really. Hey, this is why you're my people. This is why I get along with y'all. Ah. Ignore the screaming, chittering child.
Oh.
Oh, God.
I apologize.
It's okay.
Good mother of God. I am not ready for
that
again.
Don't have humans. Don't have humans.
I have one and I got another one on the way, but good God diddly damn.
You're screwed.
Oh yeah, and especially if they got my attitude. Oh fuck, I'm boned. I'm fucked. I'm fucked with a capital PH. I'm gonna make babies.
I have
babies
two tiny
with...
versions of me.
Ugh.
It's hell.
I'm gonna make babies with Jesse.
Do it.
The amount of sexual harassment that happens in my chat is so uncomfortable.
That's why it's like I acknowledge it and I'm like, okay, that's happening. All right.
You got to acknowledge the sexual harassment every once in a while. And I mean, one of the ASMRs, I literally told Drew that he needs to bush Jesse's ass in half.
Kinky.
So
was
I'm
that the second one?
Yeah, I kind of support sexual harassment, at least towards Jesse. Jesse, yes, he gets. I'm for sexual harassment towards him.
That's fair.
Good God, child. Oh, so this is definitely.
I'm so sorry.
No, you're fine. You're fine. I get kids or yell. I get kids yell, so it's not. Yeah, it's probably just the people listening that are like, good mother of God, children screaming.
Something I'm not looking forward to.
Captain fucking science guy. Well, okay. Yeah, but I'm slowly learning my shit. And I slowly learned on Monday how to have it where both of us could listen. So... just a pain in the ass trying to figure out all of this when you don't really have the amount of time to sit and really fuck with it.
Technology.
Or you're looking at it, you're like, I don't understand any of this.
Yeah, and it, you know, if I had like a day, I don't know, I've always been more of a like a hands-on type learner.
Yeah.
Like I'd rather do it myself, fuck up, go back to what I was doing, like go through what I was doing, and be like, okay, this is why I fucked up.
See, usually when I fuck up, though, it's such a big fuck up that I'm like, okay, how do I undo this? Fuck, I don't know how to undo this. Oh, fuck, I have to install and reinstall everything. I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah, that's what a default button is for.
That's fair, but I don't know. Does OBS still have a default button?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yep. You just go, that's a whole scene.
Oh, of course.
So since we're all basically new streamers here, although actually, really, how long have you been streaming? You've been doing about
like 2 months.
Okay, so about the same amount that we have. What is one thing as a new streamer you wish somebody would have told you to begin with?
A lot. You know that it's gonna feel awkward as hell because it feels like you're talking to yourself.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, that's one thing that I wish a lot of people would learn and to do is act like you have viewers, talk to yourself, make commentary about the game.
I talk to myself usually, so it's not that big of a difference, but
see, if you already talk to yourself, it's kind of just like, I got this. I do this daily. This is a normal thing for me. This is nothing new.
That's why I've been streaming Magic a lot more lately, is because like I talk to myself more when I'm playing Magic. So I actually talk myself through what I'm doing. Like in other games, I'm just like,
That's why I like action games, because that's why I like single player games, because I can sit there and bullshit with myself. I can have an entire conversation with me, myself, and I, and not get distracted one bit. But then I hop on like a multiplayer game, and I'm like, I don't know how to interact with these people without using a couple racial slurs or gamer words or something. And then, you know, I get banned off Twitch because
what you do is you just make your channel where it's 18 plus content, and then you're good.
Oh.
Like, you can say fuck.
Cover your ass.
You can say fuck, shit, ass, you know, all that shit. But like the racial slurs, you definitely want to stay away from those. I know that much.
See, and that's where I get. Thank you, Drew, for just typing cum in the chat. Really appreciate it, Bubba.
I mean, that's a word.
Nah, yeah, I know. Like I said, my chat is just like the guy that was the guy that came in towards the end of the chat, or the end of the stream. And he was asking me all these questions about, oh, what do you normally stream? And he's like, oh, this chat is really entertaining. And I thought, I don't like, it's more and more entertaining as you sit here, dude.
And just stick around, buddy.
I learned that with your channel.
Yeah, but that's one thing I've always wanted from, you know, from a channel that I run. Like, I don't want people to come in and, you know, kiss each other's ass and, you know, be all nice and pretty with each other. No, fuck that. I want everybody to have a good time, like a big party.
No, seriously, like, I wish my chat, like, I love my viewers and stuff, but it's like, sometimes I'm like, okay, guys, we're all a little too nice here, and I'm over here like, you know, fuck this game, and, you know, shit like that, and I'm like throwing things, and tables are attacking me, and, you know, getting drunk on stream, and everybody else is just like, hi.
That's what I'm, but again, those are the type of people that I attract, are assholes. What the?
Well, you're friends with me, so, yeah, you do.
Well, that's my point, is like I have people in here that will cuss you out for shits and giggles.
Yeah.
God, he has a lot to say.
If you only knew the half of it, I mean, you wonder why I drank my wine last night.
This chat is a place of physical and metaphorical love. Oh, yeah. Wow. And, yeah.
That's kinky.
Not
wrong.
And I can't even say borderline sexual assault, because I mean, the shit Drew says to Jesse, that's what makes it the best, is like, I'll just sit here and watch what Drew says, and I think you are one sick bastard, and I love you. Yeah, and there it is right there again. Drew, you never proved me wrong there, buddy.
Okay, I'm sorry, guys. I gotta go chase this human.
No, you're totally okay. You are totally fine.
And make some steaks.
Okay, you have a good night. Thanks for joining in.
I'll be in chat, so I'll still be here.
Okay.
I'm going to get off so you don't hear that.
Okay.
The entire time.
All right.
Thank you guys for having me. And anytime you need an awkward turtle on your channel, I'm your girl.
Sounds good.
We definitely will.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, I love kids, but man, that screaming is definitely a fucking ear killer. Like, I love kids, but oh, the screaming is what really fucks me.
Like I said, not something I'm looking forward to eventually.
Yeah, no. Well, it's different for people, other people too, you know.
That's fair, yeah.
Child you have might not, you know, scream and run around where, I mean, Dan didn't scream and run around. He just run around and da 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 da. Yes, yes, Deadman. That was Awkward Turtle that told you that she loved your voice. Wait, maybe we should get Deadman in on this.
I mean, if he wants to.
Fuck it, let's bring people on. Didn't have much planned for content this week.
We haven't even talked about the Hama bundle yet.
I tried.
I know you got distracted.
But, well, I got distracted, and this week I kind of got smacked with having my kid for a second week.
Oh.
So that kind of like clapped my cheeks a little bit, so I got thrown off by that. Then also finding out the gender of my kid yesterday, so that I was focused on that. Which,
right.
I got $20 coming my way because y'all motherfuckers don't know that I know what my shit produces. Because I had Jesse, my co-host, which pay up, bitch. My sister and my aunt, not a virgin, haven't been since like Shakespeare.
Damn.
Did you bust a nut at Shakespeare? I feel... I mean, you could fuck at a Shakespeare play, but it'd be kind of weird.
I think it was me in the first enactment of Hamlet ever.
Midgets, you produce midgets. See, no, the thing is, Dan's almost as tall as I am now. He's only 4. So I have this like sinking feeling he's gonna be taller than I am, and I don't know if I'll be able to handle that. Oof, I'll give the kiddo my. Please don't give my child steroids. I feel like I shouldn't have to say that, you ass. Eric.
I'm here. I was just laughing my ass off. I had to cough for a second there.
Oh, okay. I was like, okay, you didn't really. I was just
laughing my head. I thought I hit the button to unmute, but apparently not.
You left me here. Oh, wait.
But don't give him the kid steroids. I feel like that's something I shouldn't have to say.
Yeah. All right. Let's get to this Humble Bundle shit. I'm 6'2". Right. My parents are so I got a sinking feeling my kid's going to be taller than I am. All right, so Humble Bundle. This special one-week bundle features 1,071 worth of games and ebooks for just $30. 100% off the proceeds from your bundle purchase go to support organizations responding to COVID-19. That's actually not that bad. That's actually really... I think that's good for companies to do this.
Especially because like the type of games you get with this... Into the Breach, Undertale, Hollow Knight, Wizard of Legend, Totally Accurate Battle Simulator, The Witness, Super Hot, Lego Batman 3,
Darksiders 2, and
Darksiders 1.
Super Hot is so fucking cool.
Oh, yeah. Darksiders 2, Definitive Edition, Darksiders 1, War Mastered Edition. Like, you get some pretty fucking good games. Brutal Legend, Psychonauts.
Oh, I wish they would make a second one of Brutal Legends. I thought that was a really fucking cool game, especially having Jack Black in it.
Yeah.
I thought that was pretty... He actually did a really good job, but Jack Black... He's one of those guilty pleasure actors for me. Like, no matter what he's in, I think it's funny.
He's one of those guilty pleasures that, like, you watch it sometimes, you're like, ugh.
This is
cringe. But then you're laughing your ass at the same time.
Yeah, it's like, oh god, this is cringe. But then you watch it and you're like, all right, yeah.
It's behind pretty funny. It. Pretty funny.
That's
like, it's like,
who's? Oh. I got a question for you. Who's a actor that like everybody else loves but you can't stand?
I know who yours is.
Oh, you do? Because I don't even know.
Keanu Reeves.
Yep. Yep, okay, forgot about that. Yeah. Keanu Reeves. Fucking Keanu Reeves.
It's a movie. Yeah, Keanu Reeves in it. That means it's going to be a fucking classic. Get the fuck out.
I hate it. I hate it so much. It's stupid.
I have to think.
Will Ferrell? Yeah, that's my wife's. She cannot stand Will Ferrell, no matter what he's in.
I can't even say he used to be funny because he really wasn't.
Bitch, you ever watch Old School? That is a funny ass movie.
Can't say I have, to be honest.
What's some of his older movies? Okay, wow. That just kind of shows it right there. I mean, you have Old School, Semi-Pro, Step Brothers, the other guys.
Step Brothers, I'll give respect to just because like everyone quoted it. But like, I was like, okay, this is kind of funny.
Yeah.
You put ball sacks on a drum set. Ha ha. Ha ha.
Oh, I'm sorry that that kind of entertainment isn't as highbrow as you want it to be.
It's not that it's that. It's just like, I just wasn't that funny to me.
I swear.
Now the human is.
Yeah. That's usually how it goes, though. Like, when you're doing something, the kids will just scream their fucking head off. But, yeah. But the moment you're like, all right, now I can sit back, relax, and, you know, just kind of chill, they fucking lose their shit. Like, they're quiet. It's like, now I don't have anything important to do. Oh, now I'm just going to be nice. Like, this is why I say I will sell you for a pack of smokes real fucking fast. Also, I'm going to need some, every time I look at that, it just cracks me up. I'm going to need some prayers because next 2 days is just going to be me and my boy. All day.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh.
I love the kid, but I mean, tomorrow will probably be the hardest because it's like I got to come home from work and stay up till Katie gets home at about 4:30, 4:45.
Uh-huh.
So that's almost 24 hours no sleep.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah. That's why I'm hoping it's nice out tomorrow so I can get him, like, run around and be active and do things. So he'll relax. But Friday it'll be easier because as soon as she gets home, I am going right the fuck to sleep.
Right to bed.
Yeah, I am not staying up. I can't say that. Because I know I'll wake up early. I know I'll wake up early as fuck in the morning, so I'll probably stream something. Which I was pissed because that One Piece game did not download whatsoever. So I was not able to play it. And I was watching some reviews and a lot of people are actually saying it's really fun.
I guess I'm thinking about checking it out. Is it on Steam?
Let me check this.
I'm looking.
Now, I was about to say, it should be on Steam.
Store is loading right now. I'm trying to think of like an actress though still. Like I'm also Google searching overrated actors.
Overrated actors.
Literally. Like, I'm just like...
Well, there's a lot of overrated actors, though.
Oh, yeah.
If you think about it, Tom Cruise, overrated actor.
I just seen one.
I know a couple people that don't like Mark Wahlberg.
Channing Tatum.
I get that. I get Channing Tatum. Because I think after... What was that movie where he was a male stripper? Magic Mike.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think after Magic Mike, a lot of people were like, oh, okay, this is... And then after Magic Mike, it just seemed like he was in fucking everything.
Everything.
No matter what it was.
One Piece World Seeker?
No. One Piece Pirate Warriors 4.
Pirate Warriors 4, okay.
Yeah, if you bring up World Seeker, not a lot of...
Yeah, it's got mixed reviews.
Yeah. That's the problem with anime. That's the problem with anime games, though, is a lot of people hold it to, like, a higher standard than what it needs to be held at.
I mean, yeah.
What do you mean, what, yeah?
Because, like, everyone expects the anime games to be like, you know, it's like I'm playing the anime, but it's not going to be like that.
Yeah, it's more like, all right, you know, I'm playing I know the characters, I know the story. You know, this is cool. It's a fun little game. It's fun to pass time. Would I pay $60 for it? Fuck no. Fuck to the no.
Yeah, like, I've been considering getting the new My Hero Academia game because it looks pretty good, but it looks like just a Naruto clone.
It looks like a fighting game.
Yeah, it looks like a Naruto Ultimate Ninja Storm Revolution clone.
But those Naruto games... fucking slapped though.
I have the first Ultimate Ninja Storms 1, 2, and 3 on my Switch right now.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't go that far. I think after...
I love those games.
What was the Naruto fighting game they had for the GameCube?
Oh, that one was trash.
That was the first... Well, that was the first one I played, and I thought that was dope.
I mean, for the time, it was dope, but nowadays, oh my god.
Well, yeah, if you're gonna compare a game from the GameCube to a PS4, fuck yeah, it's different.
Okay, actually, no. At the time, it was still not that good. It was Naruto Clash of Ninja.
Yeah,
it had
eight
playable characters.
Really?
Eight.
And Relly fucking kicks open the door. Did someone say Naruto?
Naruto's my jam. Walking through Shippuden right now.
Okay, I'm going to add Deadman to the chat. Let's see if he... Let's see what his anime knowledge looks like.
Okay.
I don't know if he's... Hey, Deadman. Come on, answer. Answer, fucker.
Oh, that's the magic button.
Yes.
Ooh.
Yes. Yes, panties will drop when this man talks.
Oh, my.
They usually do, yeah.
Oh.
I feel like you just threw Eric off completely.
Slightly erect.
I was about to say, what'd you...
Yeah, he's actually never heard my voice.
I have not, no.
Yeah, so here you go. Now you know why Relly was freaking out.
Yeah?
Yeah. Hi, Relly, by the way.
Yeah. Hi, narrator guy. So apparently that's just what you are now, is the narrator guy.
I now see why you have a podcast.
I'm good with that. Oh, yeah, yeah. It's honestly why I have more than a couple of guest spots on more than a couple of podcasts.
That's fair.
More than a couple? I thought you only had one.
No, I just do VT Network, but I also have a regular gig doing stuff for the Dark Charm Media folks. Mm. Like, I'm usually either their narrator or, like, this last story that I wrote for them. Not only did I write it, but I'm also playing the character in it.
Oh.
So it's really...
Yeah, I've...
Yeah, I actually had to, like, dad up my voice.
You had to dad up your voice? How the fuck did you do that?
You already dadded up enough.
No. This is, believe it or not, this is just the way I talk.
Oh.
This is just normal conversation. I feel like if I wanted to get, you know, that epic feel, I would just need you to speak a couple words and boom.
Oh, yeah, like, in the world.
Well, I don't need to have sex for the next 5 months.
Yeah. In a world where cannibal wine tasting comes to you directly via the cerebellum.
Oh,
tune in
God.
Next week.
Damn.
All right. If I need a voice artwork done, I'm gonna call you. All right.
I tell everybody I'm very cheap. Most of the time I'm free. Sometimes it's a bottle of whiskey.
Hey, you haven't made me pay
That's
yet,
fair.
So I'm good.
Yeah, but I kind of like you, and I take pity on you.
Oh, fuck off. Fuck off. Take pity on me. Suck my asshole.
You know I will.
Ooh. Yeah, I've seen what you and Drew have been talking about, so yeah, I know you will.
Oh, poor Drew. He says, have my babies. I'm like, baby, you couldn't handle my babies.
Oh, shit. Were you in here when I was talking about the guy who rated my video game stream I did?
No, what happened? What'd you do?
Oh my god.
Okay, so I started...
Here we go.
Yeah, not to flirt, but if I wasn't married, I'd marry you just for your voice. Damn. Damn.
Not the first one to say it. Don't feel bad.
But basically what happened, I was starting a stream up. You know, I have my starting soon screen, you know, which is just kind of like all the pictures of the different podcasts I have. It's there, and I had some music playing. Well, somebody decided to raid me, and I didn't notice it.
Nice.
Because I didn't have I had my phone downstairs, and I was making me a cup of coffee, and I still had to grab all my chargers and shit, so I came downstairs, and some guy in the chat decided to put, next time, you know, if you get raided, don't have your starting screen soon so long. So obviously I was on stream and I was like, don't you fucking tell me how to run my shit. Like, you, this is the second,
yes,
this would be the second.
Every streamer starts up with the idea that, hey, you know what? I think I'm going to get raided today. I might want to use my clean pair of underwear screens. Like,
yeah,
fuck off.
Exactly. So, you know, went through my stream, ended the stream, went upstairs, checked Discord on my phone, and I got a ping in one of the Discord channels. It said, hey, Podcast Daddy, if you want to talk shit, then I'll just take my 5 viewers somewhere else.
Cool. Bye.
Ooh, exactly.
Oh, wow.
Be still my heart. Oh, no.
Yeah. Oh, God, no. Please. Please don't take
come
your...
back.
Yeah, please.
Baby,
don't...
come back.
Yeah, please don't take your 5 viewers somewhere else. Oh, my fuck. God.
Go away. Fuck the fuck off. Like, are you serious?
Yeah. Or that's just like the one guy that was in... You and him were arguing that one time.
Oh, that fucking idiot. I hated that shit, dude. I was like, oh, it's this. I'm like, yes, dude. If only one of us actually paid attention and knows actual video editing software. Oh, and not to mention, my friend here doesn't have a five grand setup. Yeah, you fucking wit.
Yeah, I have like $3,000. That's pushing it hard.
You have a couple of stolen parts and a camera you found in the trash.
Exactly. I don't run no high-end operation over here. I mean, my God.
What do you think this is, Joe Rogan?
Come on now. Let's see. What do you think I got? You think I got a couple $10,000 to throw towards computer? Fuck, I barely got $10,000 to throw towards a new car. Christ.
Well, you know what's really funny, though, is the first time I actually met Gibby in person, He was like, oh God, you're you. And I'm like, yeah, what's up? He was like, oh fuck, that's your actual voice. And I was like, yeah, dude.
Well, because I thought it was just like over the internet, it sounded a shit ton different. And then I was like, all right, you know, I'm gonna meet some of these people. Oh no. This is how he sounds in real life. And when you are a 5'7" dude, you know, little short shit, meeting somebody that's 6'2" with a voice that sounds like his balls got grabbed and just pulled and his vocal cords just fucking went with it, scares the shit out of you. Like, terrifies the shit out of you when you first meet him.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, and I'm over here, I'm at the bar, I'm buying people drinks, I'm trying to be nice and everything, but like, every time I meet someone, it's like, hi, how are you doing? They're just like, oh God, that's your voice. And I'm like,
dear Lord.
Yes, the large brown man is supposed to be here. Don't worry. Fuck.
Wait, hold on. You were buying everybody drinks?
I bought you drinks.
No, the fuck you didn't. I paid for my own.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
No, you did
yes,
not.
I did.
No, you fucking did not. I paid for my
own.
Because
you were drinking, I forgot what the fuck you were drinking, but I told you drink Killian's Red, I'll pay for it.
I was drinking Blue Moon, that's why.
Yeah, because I was like, drink Killian's Red, be a real man.
Oh,
you're like,
no, okay. This is how it goes. Drink Killian's Red after, you know, getting my first drink. Nah, I'm good. I'm drinking a Blue Moon. Get Killian's Red after second drink. No, I'm going to drink a Blue Moon. Third drink. Get Killian's Red. Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Like,
I ended up buying you drinks. I ended up buying Paul drinks. I ended up buying, I didn't buy a juice any drinks. He can afford his own.
Yeah. Do you see how nice that motherfucker dresses all the time?
It's a show. He's very pretty. You can't drive a chassis like that without dressing it up.
You right. About to say, if I looked as handsome as he did, fuck, I'd dress up too. But you know, I look like me. Yeah, so I get graphic tees and jeans. That's about my extent.
Same.
I got jeans and a Dickies work shirt. And even then,
yes.
I look like I'm a fucking serial killer.
I look like there should be a documentary on me in the next 5 years.
You look like you should be part of that Making a Murderer series. Yeah.
Yes, definitely. I still need to download that episode of The Butcher Shop. Speaking of that.
Whoop. Oh, no.
Yeah, you ready for Saturdays?
I am. I'm actually really ready for Saturday. I am just, oh, this is going to be so painful.
So, Eric, last Friday. last Friday, me and Deadman here went through the entire Wings of Redemption career.
Oh.
That was a 4-hour stream.
Jesus.
And I scared the shit out of you.
Out of who?
You.
With what?
The racking of my plaything.
Oh, yeah. Just, there was a part where Wings threatens somebody, like threatens to shoot him. And, you know, Deadman goes off on it. And then halfway through, he just goes, I'll find where you live. Click. Like, cocks his gun just. And I sat there for a second. I was like, I don't know why, but that just terrified the ever-loving piss out of me.
Yeah. I mean, you don't expect it. I mean, yeah.
No, I didn't expect him to fucking cock a gun on stream. Yeah, I definitely did something. You did something, and it scared the shit out of me. So, yeah, I wasn't expecting it, if you want me to be honest.
At least the gun didn't go off.
No, I'm not a drunken streamer. Bitching about money, thank you. I know
money.
How to handle my firearms.
I still think that is one of the greatest things ever. Bitch, say I ain't got money.
I ain't got no money. Say I ain't got no. Oh shit!
An instant regret.
Dude, I kept watching, right, and I'm watching, and I'm like, he pulls his slide back and he tosses the bullet out. And the magazine is still in the weapon. And I'm like, all you've done is put another bullet into the chamber.
Yeah, I
not unloaded the weapon.
I knew something bad was going to happen from that.
Kadoosh! And I'm like, and that's what happens. And congratulations, there's another bullet in that chamber. If you pull the trigger again, same thing's going to happen.
It makes me laugh when people get drunk on stream and they don't know what they're doing. Gun safety, what not to do, 101. Yeah. Well, for one, don't be shit-faced if you're operating a firearm. I feel like that one.
Never mix alcohol and firearms.
I feel like that's just gun knowledge 101, though.
I'm trying to remember where I put my gun. Oh, it's back there. Okay, I'm not going to do it again.
I was about to say, which gun?
One of many, right?
Yeah,
I have many. I have a lot, but it's just like the one I was using is like an all steel one, so it sounded really wicked, and I was like,
how many guns do you think you own? You could put a number on it.
Fuck, more than five. All
right. Okay. That's a good number. That's a decent.
Because now I'm like, hold on.
So more than five, but less than 20.
That is a wide range, and that is a scary range.
Well, because I don't get rid of guns, right? And when I go to the gun range, I have to dig out which ones I have ammo for. So it's one of those like, oh fuck, I forgot I had that.
It's like, oh shit, I still have ammo for this.
Oh fuck, okay, shit. When did I buy this?
Just like yesterday, my fiance and I were cleaning out our closet, like getting rid of clothes and shit. I was like, I forgot how many knives you have. I'm like, when did we get this one? What about this one?
Oh, dude, I have the bag of all things sharp and pointy in my closet.
Yeah, that's that. We have one of those.
Jesus.
I've never gotten drunk enough to play with guns, and we've established I get shit face. Same. Rule number two, never say how many guns you have. No, you see, if anybody ever comes knocking and asking if you have guns, you lost them all in an unfortunate boating accident, and the boat was you bought it from elcheapoboats.com.
That sounds like a very secure place to buy shit from.
Oh, yeah. it's great, but it causes boating accidents in which you lose all your guns all the time.
I found my people, guns and sharp things.
Oh, trust me. My bag, like if I were to drag it out right now, it would sound like I'm dragging a body out. And then you'd hear the knives.
Ooh.
Which would, again, 5 years, but I give you a 5-year time frame.
Who, me?
Yeah,
who are you?
I give you a 5-year time frame before I see a documentary. Like, that's the tops I give you.
Fuck. Well, I'll have to see what the over and under on that one is. Because you might have to stand in line for that one. Lucille. I got a Lucille as well. You've seen that one.
Yeah, you sent me a picture. You show me that one.
All right, are we talking a straight-to-Netflix documentary or like a movie theater documentary?
If it's me, it's going to be both. It's going to be like a simulcast.
So it's going to be like, but which one will hit first is the real question.
No, that's what you're saying. It's going to be in theaters and Netflix the same day.
Oh, body? Jesus. What body? I'm just having a very large barbecue for all the neighborhood for no good reason.
Yeah, I mean, it smells like...
Like pork?
Kind of tastes like chicken, if you want me to be completely honest. I feel like that would be a great... Has there been a movie where they, like, have a barbecue and they cook people?
I'm sure there is, yeah.
Somewhere. Somewhere in the infinite space of horror movies there has to have been. At least once.
Dude, Sweeney Todd?
I mean, an actual barbecue. That's what came to mind when I was thinking about that with Sweeney Todd. But I mean, like an actual, like it's how do I want to put this? Like a 70s style movie.
you mean like on a spit roast and everything, like with that honey glaze and everything. Yeah, there was one that Jason Momoa was in, believe it or not.
That's what I thought that he was in one.
Yeah, he was. He was in one.
Oh, that's another actor that I was. That's another. Both my mom is ex-man. I know how to get. That's terrifying.
Oh.
I just have a large appetite. And a lot of spices.
Well, I mean, if you want me to throw the race card in there, I could, but I guess I'll keep that one to myself.
What, that I'm spicy?
Well, I was going to say you have a lot of spices because you're Mexican, but yeah, I guess we're going that route.
I mean, like, that would be funny if I was Mexican. I'm Spanish.
Isn't that the same thing?
Oh, my God.
What? What? That's not the same thing?
No. Not even close.
No. Mexicans speak Spanish, but they are not Spanish.
I like how I'm being virtue signaled by a white guy who's whiter than I am.
Yeah, at least semi-cultured white guy.
Hey, I know culture, just not. All right, you know what?
Look at it this way, all right? Mexicans cross a river, my people cross an ocean. One of them is smarter, they took the short path.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, I love the direction. I love the direction that all of my shows have went today. I mean, first we had sexual harassment in the chat. Then we had gay porno basically being filmed. An ASMR about I had grass tickling my balls. And now we're explaining the difference between Spanish and Mexican. Welcome to my fucking channel, folks.
Turtle says, just like she's Hispanic, not Mexican, but her husband is Mexican, but hates being called Hispanic. Yeah. When it comes to the hierarchy of like Hispanic races, it doesn't matter. You can put a Puerto Rican and a Mexican together, they'll hate each other. Put a Cuban and a Puerto Rican together, they'll hate each other. But you put one Spaniard in the mix of all of them, and they'll all hate the fucking Spaniard.
It's kind of like the enemy of my enemy. What is it? What is that saying? The enemy of my enemy is the...
No, it's more like your ancestors literally fucked our ancestors, and now we're like this because of you, dick.
You always gotta love history. Everybody fucks everybody.
That's what I mean, though. Yeah. Like when people are like, oh, well, you know, when Hispanics do this and that, and I'm like, dude, don't bring it over here, okay? Like, did you know that the Nazis learned their most cruelest ways and intentions from fucking Spaniards during their civil war?
Oh, no shit.
Yeah, welcome to history. That's my people right there, yeah.
I was about to say, you're talking to somebody who failed history, so.
Yeah, I was not very good with history.
Yeah, I fucking hate history. I hate it.
History is important, but like...
It's important, it's but I don't give enough of a fuck to pay attention to it.
Well, like it's just one of those things, right, where I was like, I felt really good about being Spanish. And I was like, well, we've never had a world war or a Holocaust. And then one of my teachers was like, man, I want to shut the fuck up there. And I was like, what do you mean? He sat me down with a book, and like, I just read the book like from beginning to end. And I was like, oh,
like, get learned, fucker.
You might just want to shut the fuck up.
Yeah, I was serious. I was like, we're dicks. I owe an apology to like a lot of people. Oh no. I'll be back. I gotta start writing letters, man.
I need to pull like a Bill Clinton type apology speech.
I need to take this on the road. Shit. First place, first London. Here I come. Fuck.
Oh my god.
Oh, shit. No, but like, and that's the absolute truth of it. I was like so proud of being Spanish, and then I got schooled, and I was like, I'm a little less proud of being Spanish.
Oh man.
So I like how. Oh god. Okay. So we were sitting comfortably at like 7 viewers, and then you started talking about that, and they just went right to 4.
That's cool. Like I get on. That's. It sounds like either they went to go masturbate to my voice, or they just don't like history. I'm willing to accept both.
I'm more accepting of the first one, but I understand both. Hey bud, you got any guests for Sunday? Apparently he's not fucking kidding you. Dead man.
What?
Do you have any guests for Sunday?
I do not. Would you like to be on?
Well, I mean, I know. Eric, would you want to be on Sunday?
I can do Sunday.
Oh, yeah. All right, because I figure this will be our show for the week. This one
yeah,
will be.
I'm fine with that. Yeah.
Yeah, this will be our show for the week. So, yeah, we'll be on. What time do you start?
Bring it on. Bring it on. Oh, Menagerie yes. always goes.
Oh yeah, it
could be both. Thank you, Turtle. I'm not quite sure which way you stand, and honestly, be awkward to ask.
Yeah,
but I would love to have you guys on.
Yeah, well, hell yeah, I'll be on. I'll just have to. I'll have to remind myself that I'm in a Discord call and I can't hit my vape as much. You know, I don't want to piss off Papa Paul.
You don't want to piss me off. I fucking hate that.
Oh, you do? Do you? How much?
Well, this is your show. This is your show. I mean, I'll get my little vape out. Hold on. I fucking hated it. Like the first time my brother hit like right on the mic. Like he was right on. Stop.
Yeah, I try
I
not.
Will
to, I try
hurt
not to do
you.
Like the cool thing about my mic is it doesn't pick that up. So when I'm streaming, it doesn't pick it up. But when I'm in Discord,
it does
hard. I realized that after listening to Eric stream to make sure, you know, he could hear my voice. And I was like, okay, yeah. This is going fine. The next thing you just, I was like, oh God, I didn't know you could hear that. Oh, fuck me.
Your name is literally awkward. Yes, it is.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So maybe I'm thinking Friday we do League of Legends. We do a League of Legends gaming stream. Oh wait. I got a bunch of fucking interviews coming up. Holy hell.
Finally got out of time this weekend, man.
Yeah, I know. I have Jesse got somebody for what community did he get one for? Oh wait, no. I've gotten both of them. So I'm interviewing somebody in the BDSM community and the DDLG community. I got
landed one.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Well, what I had to do was I joined a Facebook group of DDLG people, right?
Right.
And you know, they said, well, give a little short intro about yourself. So I was like, all right, you know, I don't know nothing about this. I am not part of any of this community whatsoever. No part of me wants to be, but I am very interested in what type of lifestyle y'all lead. So if somebody could message me, you know, I want to set something up, and I had like 3 people message me.
Oh.
So I was like, oh, nice. Yes. Yes. Your boy got it.
Congratulations, man. I know you've been after that one for a while.
Oh, fuck you. Have they cleared
Have they cleared anything up for you yet? Or is it just, are you just waiting for the show?
I'm just waiting because I've realized that when I fly off the cuff is when I do it a lot better. Because if I have actual questions, you know, when it comes to it, I feel like it's not as authentic. I just go off the cuff.
Right.
Because of because I know people, when I ask them questions, they'll send me like a list response. I'm like, then if I ask you a question on stream, I already know what you're going to say.
Right.
Like if I'm asking you questions, I want to be as shocked by the response as the people listening to it.
Luckily, I hold that golden card that you'll never know what I'm going to say.
And that's what I like. That's why I like interviewing people and not asking the questions, because it's like, okay, now I know. Like, I want to be surprised, just like the people listening.
I'm actually kind of worried about where the fuck my gun is. Hold on. I found it. Okay, I found it.
Okay. I'm kind of worried. I don't know where it is.
Like, where is it?
I was like, because I just finished like rearranging my office, like my whole studio, and I remember I had my gun like right to my left, like right on the left on the floor, and when I talked about it earlier, I'm like, it is no longer there.
Okay.
Dun, dun, dun.
Okay, hold on a second. I may actually need to find this.
Yeah, so I'm like, oh, shit. Oh, nope, there it is.
Oh, yeah, Deadman, I got a question for you.
What's up?
Do you think every stream needs to have a toxic person in chat?
No.
Thank you.
Okay, just a question I wanted to clear up.
No, you see, toxic people in chats can be a lot of fun if you respond to them. However, if it's like a one-on-one, like between the host and that person, and everybody else is just kind of gathering around the fight, that's fine. But a lot of times these people will get into this fucking chat and just start fucking with your fans. And that costs you numbers, and that costs you viewers, and that costs you donations even sometimes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's like when we did the butcher shop, you know, we had those two guys come in doing the Wings of Redemption memes.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
But you know, we also knew about the memes, but they also interacted with us too.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, the entire thing is a fine balance, but most of the time turning somebody who's just here for the conversation into a fan is easier than dealing with a toxic person, because most of the times they're just there to provoke a reaction. They don't even give a fuck what you're saying.
Yeah,
you know, you could literally be reciting the last words of Jesus Christ on scripture, but they're just there spamming the N-word and, you know, everything else in your chat trying to get your attention.
Which, that's such low tier. Spamming the N-word, that's such low tier trolling.
Gosh, like, the other day, I was streaming and I had a certain person come to my chat and was just being toxic as fuck to everybody, and it was pissing me off. And I'm like, dude, just stop, you know, just, you know, try to be a little bit nicer, maybe. And he's like, well, someone's got to be the toxic person in chat. Like, no, you really don't have to. Plus, it was, like, really cringe toxic.
Yeah, I mean, like, just someone's got to be the toxic person in chat. Nobody elected you.
Yeah.
Oh, God, Jacksepticeye made a... Oh, God. So I just looked in. I just looked in your Discord, Eric.
My Discord?
Yeah, apparently somebody posted a video of Jacksepticeye, let's fight back against coronavirus.
Oh, it stacks too. I'll have to check that out later, I guess.
Yeah, so I'll check it out. I'm not gonna put much merit into it because I don't like Jack.
Right.
I don't like Jacksepticeye. I think he's annoying. I think he's cringe.
Luckily, I only do a podcast, so I don't have to deal with streaming. But one of my brothers is black, and on one of our private shows, we started talking about the name of H.P. Lovecraft's cat.
Yeah, I never put much research into it. Without, of course, saying it, kind of.
No, go ahead. Go ahead and Google it.
All right, well, you guys can
tell. Is that H.P. Lovecraft's cat?
The name of H.P. Lovecraft's cat. Yeah.
Can't yeah, I remember that giant conversation you guys had with Paul.
Oh.
Hold on. I'm getting. Don't say a word. I'm getting there. I'm getting there slowly. Hold on.
Wow.
Okay. All right.
I mean, it was 1904, so.
That's okay, Turtle. I've seen a lot of dicks, too, believe it or not.
Haven't seen mine yet.
I actually have.
When?
Dude, you were drunk.
I was drunk in public.
Yeah. Yeah, you also had Point to go being. To the bathroom.
Okay. So,
don't worry, I won't.
Good God! That's like Huckleberry Finn type shit right there.
Like I said, it was 1904.
Good mother of God. Oh my God damn. But, all right, boys, we got to finish this because I got to get some dinner and I got to go upstairs and spend some time with the child before he goes to bed.
Alright.
So this has been the Cannibal Wine Tasting Podcast, and I guess we're ending it on the name of H.P. Lovecraft's cat, which we couldn't say. We no
gamer word.
We'll just call him we'll just call him Neighbor Man. That's what we'll call him, is Neighbor Man.
Oh, you know, my favorite part of this whole stream is just hearing the absolute life drain out of you two upon seeing the word.
Mine was just like, if I had, I'm glad I didn't take a drink of coffee when I read that, because my mic would have been fucked.
I heard Panda's just entire incredulity get up and leave.
All right, let's do a little bit of shilling. The first guest we had on was Relly the Awkward Turtle. She's in the chat, so if you want to go check her out. Yeah. If you want to go check her out, go look up Relly the Awkward Turtle. And the other guest we have on, one of my beautiful, beautiful, beautiful people. Dead Man, I always appreciate you being on, buddy. Always, for whatever I do.
No, thank you, really.
Yeah, that's right.
You can show my channel for me, or you want me to do it?
You do it, because I always call it VPN network, because that sticks in my head for some reason, even though I know that's not. Yeah, I know that's not right, but that's just what my brain puts out.
I run a podcast called VT Network. We're on every major platform. We're actually thinking about starting up some streaming. We might not. We might. I don't know. We're all very ugly. Every Monday, it comes out. Look us up. Also, we have a Patreon. So if you want to hear what the name of H.P. Lovecraft's cat is said by somebody who is an actual fan of H.P. Lovecraft, please.
And they kind of have the Patreon. Pass. They have that pass.
Well, he's that, so. So, yeah, VT Network.
Oh, my God.
He's never heard my show. He's never heard my show. I know he hasn't heard my show. Because if he heard my show, he'd get the joke.
Yeah, I was about to say, I don't think Eric has. I know I've listened to it.
I have not yet.
I'm like three episodes behind, if you want me to be completely honest.
Hey, you're listening. I mean, I watch all your shit, so.
Yeah. Well, I've been catching up. I just caught up on the Kill stream because I guess they had Onisi on the other night.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He didn't. Of course, he didn't say shit, so.
Okay. All right. Me and you were gonna discuss that Saturday.
Oh, is that where we're going?
Well, that's
tell me that's where we're going.
Please
tell me that's where we're going. I want to go there.
You want to go there?
I want to go there. Yes, Turtle, please find us. It's VT Network.
Yes, it's very entertaining. Very fucking entertaining.
We yell a lot. We get into a lot of cursing matches. We make fun of my brother for being German.
I need to find this. I need to listen to this. I've seen it, but I just have not listened to it yet.
Yeah.
I will for sure.
So are you talking about the Onisi on Rabbit Hole or the Onisi on Chris Hansen?
Dude, we have all of it. All of it.
So that's all of it. So that's where you want to go?
Oh, well, I mean, it's better than picking on poor old Mr. Hovind over there.
Yeah, it's better than picking on some guy that wants to do creationist shit. I'll agree with you on that one.
I mean, like, don't get me wrong. I would love to rip his arguments apart. However, it's not a, the butcher shop is not a, hey, let me flex what I believe in stream.
Yeah,
no, it's a, hey, look at this guy. He's a fuck up stream.
Yeah, as you insult Keemstar every fucking 10 minutes in that.
Hey, I already told you. I like him now, but within the context of that video, fuck that guy.
All right. And as always, I'm Podcast Addy. If you want to find anything, just slide over to the right. You'll find all of it in the info tabs, including my Twitter and my Instagram and Magic Squirrel Network. That's about all I can chill right now off the top of my head.
So look him up on Pornhub if you really want to see his butthole.
Bleach it every Tuesday.
I
thought that was exclusive to your OnlyFans.
Oh, no.
He got kicked off of OnlyFans.
Oh. Yeah, apparently damn. My dick was too small. I didn't reach...
No, that's what you get for making a porno with Belle Delphine.
She looks like she's 13, man. I can't do that. But all right, Eric, chill your shit. We got to get out of this motherfucker.
All right. I'm on Twitch at twitch.tv/PandaManEric, and I'm on Twitter at PandaEric, spelled AERYCK, not ERYCK. That's all I'm on right now.
Yeah, we need to get that changed. But anyways, thank you for joining. If you stayed in for a second, a minute, 10 minutes, or the entire stream, I appreciate you being here. Have a good day. Keep your balls clean.